Career.com. Find information about broadcast careers and apply online. Minorities and women are strongly encouraged to visit us. It's the Alabama Broadcasters Association Job Fair. Visit broadcastersvirtualjobfair.com.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No
Jay.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The idea of a so-called vaccine passport for Americans is something that has raised serious privacy concerns. Well, now the White House ruling out a requirement for such a national document. As the number of COVID cases increases, President Biden urging states and local governments that have abandoned mask mandates to reimpose those rules. Following an emotional first day of the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin, charged in the death of George Floyd, to resume later today in Minneapolis. The Suez Canal opened once again after the massive container ship that blocked the crucial waterway for close to a week was finally dislodged yesterday. Stock futures are mixed on Wall Street this morning. Right now, Dow futures up 81 points, while the NASDAQ futures are down 50 points. More details at srnnews.com.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Shut up.
Unstuck. The cargo ship's free. Bringing stuff from across the seas. Unstuck. Tugboats working real hard to unclog the Suez Canal. Who screwed up his job real bad. Unstuck. Not blocked anymore. Now the crap it has can get to the store.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Some very interesting weather coming up here in the next few days. Warmer today, high around 76. Some spotty thunderstorms possible this afternoon and scattered thunderstorms tonight, low 64. Tomorrow, high near 80. Thunderstorms likely. A few storms possibly severe. Damaging wind gusts are the main threat. A tornado can't be ruled out. We are in a level 2 severe weather risk tomorrow. Sharply colder tomorrow night. Wow. Yeah, how about 39? And then Thursday's high only in the 50s. I think upper 50s, but the winds will make it seem colder. Low 30s on Friday morning. I'm talking about 34 degrees Friday morning with, frost on the ground. How about that? And by the way, this is the first pre-Easter snap since 2013. You know, the old-timers say it happens every year. No, it doesn't. It happened 8 years ago. Easter's high, by the way, 74. Just a perfect day. Right now this morning, clear skies and 48. The time is 6:10.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Good morning, everyone. It's a crazy morning over here.
Now, what have you got for me?
We got a big show for you. Big, big show.
All right. When is it?
It was yesterday.
You're kidding. Doesn't anyone do anything on Tuesdays anymore?
Wait.
It is today.
Tuesday.
Hey, it's Tuesday.
I'm just a happy camper.
Rocking and a rolling.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
So what do you think? Guilty or not guilty? We're just talking about a guy at another radio station in another town.
Yeah.
Who's been accused of
sexual assault?
Yeah,
it's such a tenuous, subject now because a lot of things could be called sexual assault.
Some are very legit.
Yeah,
I mean, they suspended this guy. Cuomo is still the governor of New York, and number 9 came out yesterday.
That's true.
So I guess we have different rules for different people. Different strokes for different folks, as Sly and the Family Stone once said.
Different strokes for different.
Hey, look who's here.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Went right down the stairs.
The dog going to the, there's a lot going on in the Bama studios this morning.
Oh, Chase escaped?
He did, yeah. Yeah, he did.
Where's that boy?
He's downstairs.
Well, let's hope he's not
pooping anywhere.
I open the door and zoom. So.
Oh boy.
You need to go investigate, sir.
Yeah.
All right. You know what we'll do in the meantime at 6:11. And by the way, our phones still do not work.
Oh crap! Ah, damn it!
But you have.
Yeah.
Found a new remedy for.
On my Facebook page, I don't know if you've seen this yet, Jay, but I gave them a sneak preview of our new technology. Just ring up and ask for Sarah, and Sarah will direct your call to our talk line at 272-9228. I don't know what do they have any idea what this is? Is storm related?
I don't know the cause. I have a support ticket that really makes no sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't understand a word of what it's saying. Because it's all in technical jargon.
Oh, I can figure that out.
Let me get my.
I can't wait to hear this.
Let me get my headphones on.
Sure.
So I can hear myself.
Turn mine
right. There
down.
We go.
Mine are like.
I'm sorry, Rusty
blasting.
Sat there yesterday, and Rusty.
Here we go. The transport NOC, we'll call that NOC, reports that the dispatch was canceled below was tomorrow morning to see if a spare was available in GA. And advised by management to cancel that dispatch because once the card we have coming tonight arrives on site and we restore the Montgomery node, period. Our transport NOC requested a first AM dispatch for a spare out of Atlanta for Meridian, Mississippi. As of now, no ETA at this moment. We will follow up with additional updates. Currently, we do not have an estimated time of repair completion.
Ah.
So that and all that tells me is like it's still broke. We don't know when it's going to get fixed. That's
what
it means.
GA, is that Green Anchors?
This is Oliver Wendy Douglas.
Cut the crap.
That was my risky click of the day. I opted out. All right. So anyway, we're still dealing with this, and we apologize for it profusely, but we'll do our best to fill in the time that you will be talking to us. Right now, very few people call anyway because they're just saying, am I awake? So let's start your day with some local news. And then our most electrifying story of the morning involving men's fashion. Don't miss.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Millbrook police have arrested a man in connection to a stabbing over the weekend. Authorities charge Robert Thomas with second-degree assault. Police say he stabbed a 26-year-old at a home in the 3000 block of Grandview Road. The victim was hospitalized with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Roughly 7,000 Montgomery Public School students are expected to be back in the classroom next week. MPS is giving families the option to return to in-person learning or continue with virtual learning. And the Montgomery County EMA hosted a drive-up vaccine clinic Monday at Old Smiley Court. Officials say they had 1,100 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine to administer. EMA officials say their goal is to make getting a vaccine as easy as possible. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Are you ready for the hot new fashion trend?
Yeah.
And we have the scamdemic, did I say scam? That was an accident. Pandemic to blame for this. The newest fashion to emerge. From these uncertain times, skirts for men.
Yeah, aren't they called kilts?
Well, you just kilt my bit.
Oh, sorry. Oh, no.
Oops.
Oh, no.
Way to step all over.
I didn't mean it.
See, who needs calls when we can be that hilarious?
I didn't mean it.
Big fashion companies have men's skirts in their newest lines. They say the skirt trend just came out of men not having to worry about work, dress codes anymore, and wanting their legs to be free and comfortable. That's why they invented sweatpants. You know, South Florida, you could wear shorts to work pretty much any time because
right.
of the heat.
Yeah.
And I had the gams to show, you know, to go with it, too. I could wear the shorts. I could get away with it.
The gams. Is that what the skirts told you?
Yeah. Ah,
the gams.
We're not offending you, are we, Jesse?
No.
You know, we're just...
I promise, not at all.
I would wear shorts to work, especially in the summertime here, but that camera right there, that TV camera.
Right.
I'm starting to get dark on one side because of that thing with those TV lights. I get roasted on the right side, so I'm starting to look a little half and half. Anyway, call us. Oh, wait a minute.
All right, you can't call us.
Can't call us. I was going to ask, if you're going to run to the store, go to Amazon.com and try this new fashion trend.
Caller 1 gets $100 today. No, I'm just kidding. Because what if the phone was were fixed
what if
right
it
now?
Starts working?
Yeah, right? Don't do that.
Yeah. So, were we really serious about that?
No.
Do you think if we pooled our resources and it cost $100 to guarantee a fix, will we do it?
No.
What?
No.
I don't think so.
If we had a work phone, we could give a number and we could still put people on the air, or we could take their questions, their guesses.
Yeah, somebody would have to relay it.
Well, the Hooterville phone company says they're hard at work on the situation.
Is it an outage, a phone outage in our area, or is it?
From what I understand, it's they're waiting on a part.
Oh.
One part.
I guess. That's what I gathered from that technical email that was sent from their support team people, whatever. That's what I gathered was that they had ordered something.
And is there a part on a freighter in the Suez Canal?
It's in the Suez Canal, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly where it's at. That was good.
Oh, man, we are razor sharp today.
He's on it, man.
Okay, quick break here at 6:18. Our TV topic today, what weird motivation to exercise? There's a whole bunch of possibilities with that, and those will be coming. By the way, everybody that's called the show so far this week is eligible to win the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire.
Your odds are going to get better.
Yeah.
It worked a few times yesterday.
It did?
During the day, because I know Joey got a couple of calls.
Well, here's the thing. Joey thought it was back. It was working again.
Yeah.
So I came on yesterday, and I had a major rant to open happy hour.
No, not you.
And, the idea is, hey, if the phone's working, people are going to have something to say about this. No question. And I'm looking at the phone as I'm going, like... And doesn't anybody care about this? This is a big freaking deal.
Then I got word that, well...
No, they're down again.
News that the phone system was working turned out to be premature. So, we're just waiting, and we'll let you know. And we apologize for any inconvenience this may have caused you. But, yeah, at the end of the week, we will have accrued some callers who will be eligible to win the works from Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire.
Yeah, your odds are getting better and better.
With each passing minute. That includes a full service on your vehicle, oil change, tire rotation, rolling inspection on that tire, by the way, before they remount it to make sure that anything that's embedded, and you'd be amazed what they find. They've got an eagle eye for that kind of stuff. Safety inspect your brakes. They always vacuum out your car to say thanks for choosing us. And, of course, if you need an accommodation like a lift back to work or something else just to get your car into Don Duncan, just ask for it. They're happy to accommodate. Three locations serving all of Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. It is 620.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. MC Hammer is 59 today, and he's got a new record deal. He gets 15% off any album with his Best Buy employee discount. The container ship that was stuck in the Suez Canal is now moving after 6 days. The crane used to dislodge it will now be used to transport Russell Crowe to the set of his next movie. The Suez Canal jam disrupted IKEA's supply chain. IKEA has apologized for the delay in shipment of the Florben Borbens and Jürgen Blurgens. And a mafia fugitive was caught because he made a YouTube cooking video. But before they took him away, he made them an omelet they couldn't refuse. This is not headline news.
It is 6:22. You know, we've had lots of discussion about what's real and what's not real with the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. I direct your attention to this item on the screen from my friend David Blackman's blog, and it's a screenshot of Fox. Flu cases plummet during pandemic. They're telling us that in this last season, this starts, I think, in October, November, ends in the spring, the CDC has only recorded 1,822 cases of the flu. That's it. Last year, we had 38 million flu cases, my daughter being one of them. She had it bad. It was...
Last year being 2019?
2019 to 20, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because last year was 2020.
So, right, yeah, I was trying to get
that. You got to wonder if some of the, you know, they monetized treatment on the coronavirus, so you got to wonder, were some of those coronavirus diagnoses actually flu cases? I don't believe that the flu completely vanished because there was another virus along. It doesn't make any sense.
I thought it was because everybody was taking all the precautions that we took, which is why the flu cases were down.
Don't let anybody hear you say that, or we'll be wearing masks for the rest of our lives if they really think that's going to work.
Oh, you're so Fauci this morning. I mean, grouchy. Yeah.
All right, just for that. Snide remark. Here is the little menace.
If parents are vaccinated, they still do need to be concerned about their unvaccinated children playing together in groups. Is that right?
Yeah, the children can clearly wind up getting infected. When we talk about what you can do when you're vaccinated, you can certainly have members of a family, if the adults are vaccinated, and you're in the home with your child, you don't need to wear a mask, and you can have physical contact. When the children go out into the community, you want them to continue to wear masks when they're interacting with...
I want to put a bag over his head and just tie it tight. I'm so sick of him, his voice... and his ever-changing mind.
Did you see when I did hear that?
What Ryan just said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Listeners didn't hear it.
I didn't hear that.
It says his motivation to exercise is to not look like me.
Oh.
He's going to take your best.
Because he knows you're listening.
Uh-huh. He knows we're tuned in. Uh-huh.
That is our topic on TV this morning. What's your weird motivation to exercise? So I have the strength to single-handedly choke Ryan the next time. So.
we're listening to them in queue, yeah. So it's
some morning it might not be in queue. we just might pot them up. I don't know. That'd be
it's actually pretty funny.
It is.
But we'd probably get yelled at if we did it.
Oh, yeah.
I hate getting yelled at.
Because the day you do it was the day that you...
Yeah, I know.
Is the day somebody would say something. Oh.
Was that a standby?
All I can say is thank you for the weather yesterday. It was wonderful.
It was a beautiful day.
Great day for a bike ride.
Hey, who promised a beautiful day?
You did.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. And you delivered.
Oh, we're at the standby.
This is a standby mode.
Greg, go stand over there. No, okay.
Standby. Standby you...
We're getting ready.
I should have would make Ryan happy. Three, two.
So one. What's your weird motivation to exercise? Is it because you have a family reunion coming up in a few months? Or is it to get back at childhood bullies on Facebook? We're joined with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Ryan, we can hear you in queue.
Yeah.
You're busted.
I don't care.
What was the reason that you said...
There's two things I don't lie about, and Greg's one of them.
So your motivation to exercise is to not look like me?
Right.
So you have no desire to have the body of a Greek god or anything like that?
I just said I wanted your vest.
Oh. I wanted to tie it around your neck a couple of minutes ago.
Retract that statement.
You're vested now.
Yeah, one of the things on the list is motivation because you're going to your class reunion.
That's
now,
a big one for
the
me.
The pressure's off our class because we're having our reunion in a cemetery this year.
Yeah.
It'll be easier for more people to attend. But that is, I mean, it's amazing. You know, we go to school with people for 4 years, those right. High school years.
Yeah.
And for the rest of our lives, we're kind of in a competition with them. And every time we're going to get back together with them,
right.
We got to look our best. We got to, you know, come up with every prosperous claim we can make about success in our lives and all that stuff. Why is that? That seems kind of crazy.
I find that, you know, I take a tropical vacation every year when there's not a pandemic.
Uh-huh.
And so I find that that's a motivating factor, too.
You know, when I graduated, I was voted most likely to be someone like Ryan Stennett.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's it's out of my yearbook.
Wow.
I'll show it to you. How about you guys, Jay?
I do it because my cardiologist says I have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, your motivating factor is...
My motivating factor is death.
I do it because...
That gets most people going.
Right.
That's a plus. I do it because, one, I ride horses. Two, I have to have enough energy on stage. And three, I have to make it through a whole day from 4 in the morning until late at night. So, yeah, definitely have to have the energy to go.
Well, I know me and Kay, and I know Rich, because Rich worked in TV forever. We do it because viewers are mean to us.
Oh, they are.
Horrible emails.
You said, and this happened to me, too, when you meet people in public, and they immediately feel like it's okay to say, you've gained some weight, haven't you? Or
Or you look better than you do on TV. Well, what does that mean?
Yeah. Well, put a bag
yeah,
over
exactly.
Your
head.
What does that mean?
Or you look better in real life than on TV. I'm like, what does that mean? I'm confused.
So,
yep.
But a lot of people gained weight during the pandemic, but
I've lost weight.
I've lost weight during the pandemic.
I gained, but I've been losing because I got a bike and I ride it every day diligently and do interval with it. So, yeah, it's burning a few calories.
And you've lost a lot of weight, Jay.
And still trying. Again, because of death.
So, well, other than my birthday coming up on Friday, I like to exercise because, no, I'm just lying. But I like the warm weather. I think the spring and the summer get me motivated to exercise. I don't really like going to the gym in the winter months because it's so cold outside.
Yeah.
So I usually exercise more in the warmer weather.
And you want that beach bod for the summer because you don't want to be laying on the beach and somebody try to throw you back in.
Right,
the
ocean. Yeah. Beached whale. Well, so. Yeah.
No, they just want to sit in the shade. That's all, when you're a little bit too chubby.
Sit in the shade.
You can be very useful at the beach.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
That's what I've been told.
Go ahead.
I never got bullied in school, so I never have to worry about the social media aspect of it. You know, the
person that usually says that was the bully.
Oh, Ryan, you're cruising for a bruising.
You know, he's bringing up my...
for a break.
He's bringing up my energy.
I wonder God sent buses to knock some sense into him.
You're bringing out my Eddie Haskell, you little creep. Stop talking like that.
Oh, man.
I learned that from
one. I really think Ryan was the bully, you guys. So.
I think he was. Probably is in the newsroom, for all I know.
He's definitely the bully around here, so...
I'm called other words here, but he lives in the fact that
I peep that out, so... Did he say 30? What else do we have to say?
Expectations, then they're rarely met, so...
Oh, my goodness. Bless your heart.
Well...
There's that southern phrasing.
All right, you guys. That is all the time we have today. I will...
wish we had more.
I'm not crying out for you guys when the cameras go off.
Thank you. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Bye, Greg. I love you.
Love you too, Ryan.
All right. To hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
You see that huge person sitting in the front there?
Don't talk about Greg like that.
Oh, my God.
I got him for 5 minutes on TV. Now you?
I'm just giving you a hard time. Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to make Rich feel better about
himself.
It's not
that I'm sensitive. No, Rich has, he's got that vision issue where he sees himself and sees Shamu looking back.
I do. I mean, well, TV adds 100 pounds.
Look, why can't we, since we do this TV thing, make the case we need different lighting? I'm tired of my hair looking like it's on fire.
Well, that's going to change.
Yeah, you know, we're gonna tomorrow when we go to the new studio, when the part tomorrow? Comes in for the phones.
Oh,
hey, have you looked at that studio downstairs?
No.
Oh, yeah, there's
progress.
There's some progress.
A lot of wires.
Yes, it's
oh, it rolled up.
It's coming together.
It's being gutted.
So it'll be Monday.
I mean, I don't know the ETA on that, but it's coming along.
Last time, I did not want to move, but...
this time, you do.
I think I'll be motivated.
This is going to have there's going to be a new, really cool board. Now, you're going to have to learn it all over again, but...
This one is,
you know, you're just boom, 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 boom with the mics and everything. Aren't you boom, 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 boom?
I'm kind of hoping they'll set it up so that the mics and the on-air audio slides, the phone... and the computer slider all in the same order they're in here.
Well, as I understand it, you'll be able to make it in any order you want, right?
I think it's going to be so...
digital that you can...
Yeah, you can assign anything. In fact, see, we have time now since we're not taking calls or anything.
That's right.
Yes, we can discuss this.
Yeah. There'll be, so in the mornings, you've got all of us, right? And then in the afternoons, how many extra people do you have? It's just you and your OZ for the most part, right?
Well, yeah, we get Seth and then Eddie a couple of times a week.
Well, let's just assume that you've got three here and you only have two in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So there can be a setting on the board that is, you know, Greg AM and Greg PM. You hit Greg AM, all the faders move to where they need to move. All of them come on, all the mics, you know, get assigned to what they need to be assigned.
Just like your
pre-programmed
your car seat when you hit the preposition one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then when you hit Greg PM, then again, everything goes to whatever it is that you might need that's in the afternoon.
Wow.
So it'll all be programmed that way. And then when Joey does his show, he can hit the
Joey. The Joey button.
I hate to tell you this, Jay.
I'm beginning to sober up, and you're scaring me.
Yeah, all this tech talk.
And
yeah,
at any point, we can set it to be any of the other stations.
You could be on jams.
That's my dream. That's my dream jam, my jam dream.
We could set it up to be any other station anytime we need to. It's going to be really, really amazing.
Wowzers.
When it happens.
We come a long way from the stone container building on Michigan Avenue in Chicago.
Plus, there'll be phones in there.
That'd work.
I got to check and see if we're still getting some reacts on the one I posted. All right, who's ready for a look at the roads at 6:35 already? Oh, we're on TV by 20 minutes.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic still looking good all over the area this morning. We have no accidents reported into us so far, and we're not seeing a whole lot of congestion other than East South Boulevard at Troy Highway and also at Norman Bridge and Highway 331. Got a lot of incoming traffic from Crenshaw County this morning. And I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up. Be safe out there. 567-9000 is the number to call MCS to refinance your home mortgage, get cash out, or to get pre-approved to buy. MCS and Wetumpka, just a phone call away. NMLS 232876 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jake.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Hi, I'm Paul Doe. Me and my wife, Jessica, own the Seafood Bistro here in Perry Hill and Carmichael. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for going on 3 years now. It has been a great turnout. It's been a pleasure partnering with a local company like Blue Water. And if you have your own business, I suggest teaming up with a partner like Blue Water Broadcasting. It's a local company that helps local businesses.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Giving you something to think about. This is Morning Shower Thoughts.
It's better for your mental health to have no internet connection at all than having slow internet.
Morning Shower Thoughts.
I agree. At 6:38, with the timeline for the 30th day of March, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 89th day of the year, 276 days remain. Today is National Doctor's Day. I have a very nice doctor. I've had him since I was 34 years old.
I would like to salute my Nobel laureate physician, Dr. Dennis Woodling.
Yeah.
Dr. Darren Woodling, who runs Infusion, his brother. They're great.
It's National I Am in Control Day.
I'm in control.
It's sorry, you heathens, but God is always in control. Back to you, Rich.
Could you give me a little bit more volume? Just a little bit.
On your microphone or on your headset?
On my headset, please. Just a little bit. There you go. It's National Pencil Day. Do you know how long the actual first pencil... I mean, pencils can write something how long?
Oh, I've done this in a random fact. Yeah. If you took a, the lead pencil and go, I have no idea how long it is.
35 miles.
Okay, yeah.
This is the day the pencil was first patented by a Hyman Lipman.
Oh.
From Philadelphia, 1858.
I'm glad that they didn't name it for him. Here, give me a Lipman. I need one with an eraser.
Oh, that's the name you hit with.
Finally, it's
okay,
national...
Okay, new subject. Move on, Rich.
Finally, it's national Take a Walk in the Park Day.
Hey,
let's go take a walk.
You gonna take a walk in the park today? Did you see his head, you cock? Don't we every day, Dad? On this date in 1867, Seward's Folly. You know what that is?
Alaska.
Right. U.S. Secretary of State William Seward signs a treaty with Russia for the purchase of Alaska. How much did we get Alaska for?
I think it was like 2 cents an acre.
$7 million. So it was called Seward's Icebox or Seward's Folly.
That and Louisiana Purchase, two of the best land
deals. Oh, man.
And both of them closed by Eddie Bader, realtor.
It's better with Bader. In 1870, on this date, the 15th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution went into effect, giving black men the right to vote. 1909, Queensboro Bridge linking New York City and the borough of Manhattan, and, well, between Manhattan and Queens, let's put it that way. 1963, the Chiffon started a four-week run at number one with He's So Fine. 1971, George Harrison was taken to court accused of copywriting that song. I mean, My Sweet Lord, He's So Fine. Ordered to pay $587,000 to the writers. On that same day in 63, 16-year-old Leslie Gore recorded, It's My Party, and I'll Cry If I Want To. Cry If I Want To. You would cry too, if it happened to you. You know who produced that song?
Phil Spector.
Quincy Jones.
Wow.
1964, Jeopardy debuts. Now our song of the day. It's a group from Los Angeles doing Southern rock. This song means a lot to me because I was a college boy in Mississippi in the summer of 75. Oh, Blackwater, keep on rolling. Mississippi Moon, won't you keep on shining on me? How about some doobies with your toast and coffee? That water looks bloody black. College days. 40 years ago, this is hard to believe. 40 years ago today, President Reagan was shot, seriously injured by John Hinckley.
Man.
He left the Washington, D.C. hotel. White House Press Secretary James Brady and two others were also wounded. In the studio at WHHY, the ABC red bulletin light started flashing, and it rarely ever did. So I potted up the network, and they said, stations, please join us in 20 seconds for a special report. Shots fired in Washington.
You know, we use the term viral and how quickly things get around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at a spring training exhibition game watching the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, it was around the third or fourth inning. You could hear a buzz going around the crowd. But I'm looking at the field. I don't know what all the action is, but clearly something was. And then it.
People didn't have cell phones back then.
No,
not in
somebody had a transistor radio,
or
a portable radio, whatever, at that time, and found out that way. And as soon as I heard, I had to go back to the radio station.
Oh man,
we went wall to wall.
That was a big deal. That's the day that Frank Reynolds melted down on the air.
Yeah,
he went crazy. 1992, 64th Academy Awards. The movie, number one that year, Silence of the Lamb. Anthony Hopkins and Jodie Foster win. This is the day in 99 that Fabio receives two stitches after a Canadian goose hit him in the face during the inaugural run of the Apollo Chariot roller coaster at Busch Gardens in Williamsburg. Thank you, Goose. I thought it was funny, too. Birthdays. Pierce Morgan is 56, so he walked off that show. Is he back?
I don't know what he's doing. He was on Good Morning Britain.
Yeah.
London or whatever.
Britain.
Britain.
Tracy Chapman is 57. She did this song called Fast Car. MC Hammer, as we already found out, is 59 today. Paul Reiser is 65. Eric Clapton is 76 today. He's so vain, he probably thinks his song is about him. Who's having a birthday today?
Oh, that would be Warren Beatty.
Warren Beatty is 84. John Astin.
I could have guessed that.
You could have?
Yes.
You could have, okay.
Because of the movie Dick Tracy in the year it came out.
All right, then how about this one? Gomez Adams from the Adams Family. John Astin is how old today?
Isn't he dead?
No, he's alive. He's very alive.
95?
He's 91. His son is Sean Astin from the Goonies and Rudy. He was Rudy. All right, dead or alive? Game show host Peter Marshall.
Dead.
He's alive at 95.
I knew I had somebody at 95.
2 days till baseball. That counts. 9 days till a very special dog's second birthday and the first anniversary of the day we met. 5 days till Easter Sunday. Mother's Day is 40 days away. SEC football, 161 days. And Christmas, 250 days away. That is your timeline this morning.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Since we mentioned the anniversary of the Reagan shooting.
Yeah.
And Frank Reynolds, who was the ABC news anchor in those days.
Right.
His meltdown. In fact, he died young, just a couple of years after it happened. I got to find that moment.
I tried to look for it too, but it's probably embedded in one of those long clips there. You see the 1 hour clips. But what happened is they got something wrong. The networks were watching each other.
Yeah.
And one of the networks talked about open chest surgery from the president, and ABC turned that into open heart surgery. And it made the network rounds again because the other networks heard that.
Oh my goodness!
I know.
So Frank Reynolds says, "Let's get this story straight." He was pounding on the desk, and then the next moment you saw Ted Koppel on the desk.
Oh, they pulled him.
Yeah. He needs to wear masks.
Oh God! Do I have to listen to that little turd again? Where's the? I'm going to fix this. I want to see. I think this clip may have it.
Oh, wait a minute. That's the one? Is that the one?
It's 135, ABC Bulletin, Reagan Assassin. We could just listen to it. It's history, after all.
Yep.
Which needs to be taught.
And I know that if our listeners could call us, they'd be asking us to play it at 272-9228, which doesn't work.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
We've got a warm front that's going to be moving northward during this in the state today. So today will be a warmer day, high of 76. Spotty thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 64. Tomorrow, high near 80. Thunderstorms likely. A few strong, possibly severe. The main risk tomorrow will be damaging wind gusts. We are now in a level 2 risk. So that gets my attention. Level 1 is one thing, but a tornado can't be ruled out, but it's not going to be like last Thursday. Sharply colder Wednesday night? You bet. Thursday's high only in the 50s. The winds will make it seem colder. We'll be in the low 30s Friday morning with frost. Yeah, this is the much talked about Easter cold snap, but it only it doesn't happen every year like the old timers say. Last time it happened was 2013. Easter Sunday looks beautiful, high 74. Right now, this morning, clear skies, 48, 649.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota utility tractors are known for their dependability. Whether you need to plant, mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, make the hard work easy with a Kubota tractor. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Time is 6:48.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're seeing a little early morning rush of traffic on Highway 231 into Montgomery on the Northeast Boulevard. It's busy there. And on Atlanta Highway headed into downtown, we've got light to moderate traffic everywhere else. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery, and no accidents to report in the area this morning. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The weather this time of year can be unpredictable, bringing damaging winds and even worse, power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters, stoves, and fireplaces no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/startsaving. Now that's fuel for good.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. You've got new stuff coming in, and you've got a bunch of chocolates.
The biggest thing we've got going on is the ladies have been to market. They have bought all kinds of cool stuff. It's coming in here in the next week or so. But the one thing we do better than anybody is chocolate. And if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. We're going to do those things because people have asked for them, and we're going to get them for them. And you know what? If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm-fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, our roasted and salted are absolutely out of this world. We dry roast them in an oven, which makes them healthier and better for you. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to today's Cheap and Trashy on News Talk 93.1 on WACB. So the word is, remember when Madonna put out that coffee table book called Nude?
Yeah.
And she took most of those pictures up and down South Beach and parts of Miami. Because I know a couple of people that happened to drive by while she was posing. Well, it's many years later, and now she is back, except instead of doing a big coffee table book, she's just doing naked selfies. Here with more. That picture.
And that's her at 62?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's... But then think about your grandparents. Can you imagine your grandmother wearing such a scandalous outfit, showing that much at the same age?
Hmm.
I mean, I've studied this photo for...
Yes.
Okay.
No, I mean, that's the first thought. Never mind.
Why'd you get out of the bathroom?
Our show will resume at 7:20. It's 6:53. Menthol Meredith, by the way, is doing some naked selfies. I just thought I'd give you a heads up on that.
Oh, yeah.
Thought Police are busy again. Nickelodeon stopped airing two episodes. Who do you think has been the latest to carry unsafe messages?
Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon.
Yeah. I don't even know what's on Nickelodeon anymore.
Yeah. Well, SpongeBob SquarePants.
I didn't know that was on Nickelodeon.
Imagine that.
There are two episodes are being pulled.
Why?
One from season 3 called Midlife Crustacean,
where SpongeBob, Patrick, and Mr. Krabs go on a panty raid at a woman's house.
Mr. Krabs?
Not realizing they're at the home of Mr. Krabs' mother.
It's a great episode.
Mrs. Krabs, is it?
It's a hilarious episode.
Not anymore, because we don't have a sense of humor here in America. The other one is called Quarantine Krab from season 12. In this one, the Krusty Krab is placed in emergency quarantine after a virus called the clam flu starts spreading. You know, they're, this whole Asian violence thing that they're making up is because the flu did, in fact, originate from Wuhan, China. And you're not allowed to acknowledge that. Now, here's another example of... And again, I watched The Office and I wondered, man, they pushed the envelope. But the Benihana episode of The Office, where Steve Carell and Ed Helms flirt with Asian waitresses at Benihana, then bring two other Asian waitresses back to the holiday office party, and a lot of Asian stereotyping ensues. But the point of that episode is Steve Carell and Ed Helms look like total jerks.
Right, so...
They're doing this.
So they're... actually making fun of the Asian stereotype situation.
Yeah, exposing it. Yeah. They're not exploiting it. They're really giving a good demonstration of what that kind of prejudice...
Just like Blazing Saddles was not...
They'll probably end up burying that movie in cement.
Racial. It was making fun of racial stereotypes.
Sharon Osbourne, who apparently voluntarily resigned from the talk, is still getting a payout between $5 and $10 million, which tells me no.
Can I voluntarily resign here and get a payout?
Between $10 and $50.
That's not something I'm in. Yeah.
Story about Sharon Stone.
And it's a butt paste.
It's butt paste.
In her new book, yes, a bonus butt paste jar. The Beauty of Living Twice, Sharon Stone says she got breast implants in 2001 without her consent.
What?
How did you do that?
Yeah.
Never happened to me.
She said she had benign tumors removed from her chest. Mm-hmm. During the reconstruction process, the doctor said she needed bigger boobs. She says, when I was unbandaged, I discovered that I had a full cup size larger.
Wow.
And the doctor said, they go better with your hip size. It changed my body without my husband's consent.
Sorry, that's not funny, but it is.
The doctor also said he thought that I would look better with bigger boobs, but it's 20 years later, a little bit late, no lawsuit. I don't think
you can. I was about to say, I think there's a statute at some point that stops.
That ship has sailed right into the Suez Canal.
And it is lodged.
Could have gotten some pretty good money out of that. I mean, you know, medical malpractice type stuff.
Yeah.
Man, why would you sit on that?
Hey, you left a wrench in here, too.
Never mind. Shut up, Jesse.
Most valuable baseball team. Forbes has done their annual ranking of what?
The Biscuits.
Yankees?
Well,
I was going Yanks.
They're
Yankees.
Invaluable to me.
Yankees.
The Biscuits. Yankees are number one at 5.3.
Is this, what's, how many years straight has this been for them?
24 years.
24 years they've been at number one? Yes.
But you would think the Dodgers, who have had great success, play in a huge market, have a fantastic stadium, they would be in that ballpark, no pun intended. They're on a paltry $3.6 billion. Which do you think is the least valuable team in baseball?
Baltimore?
No.
Kansas
City is in the bottom five.
Okay.
Kansas City's in the bottom five.
Green Bay.
Yeah. The Green Bay Brewers.
Number two.
Least valuable, the Tampa Bay Rays, just over $1 billion. And
number one.
Miami Marlins.
Yeah.
My Miami Marlins. And that's unfortunate for Derek Jeter and his group because they paid $1.1 billion to acquire the team a few years back.
Is Detroit in the bottom there, too, or no?
Tigers it only gives the top five.
Tigers
top
are awful.
New York, L.A., Boston, Cubs, and Giants.
Okay.
No surprise in the top five. But just because they're valued at that level doesn't mean, you know, and this is where economically ignorant people get mad. Well, they're worth $5 billion. Why don't they spend more? Yeah, let's overpay somebody because we can, or borrow against our value. That's kind of stupid. I don't think Brett McDonald would be.
I had an opportunity to see the New York Yankees back when I was.